Thank you to Flying Fish. Thank you to the P1s who sent in questions. And thank you to Joe who has question one.
Well, I have to say I'm a little bit disappointed. We did say anything goes, ask Mike anything, and there's really not a lot of...
Oh, way to sell it, Joe. Good job, Mike.
No, I'm just saying there's not a lot of personal questions for Mike.
I love you, P1s. Unlike Joe, I have a few here.
I wanted some good embarrassing Mike questions, but I think Mike got some directly to him, so we will let him ask some of those. So, first one, Andrew Robles 3 wants to know, if the two of you switched jobs for a week, what would you enjoy the most?
What do you think, Donovan?
Am I speaking for myself or am I speaking for you?
What would you enjoy if you did my job for a week? What would you enjoy most?
Just the 6 minutes of work I would have to do every night. That'd be great.
Oh,
well played.
Compared to my job, it's like a sprint.
That's a good answer, but your correct answer is the change in partners.
Hey, I love Norm. I love Norm too,
but...
But it would be fun working with Sam for a week, doing a free-for-all. I get to see Clarice through Zoom.
I would enjoy, seriously, I would enjoy working with Norm, because I've known Norm forever. And I think I would also enjoy the hours, the midday-ish type hours, as opposed to working at night. You know, I mean, you get used to working at night. Now, there's some good things about that, too, but these hours wouldn't be bad.
All right, next up, we have a two-part question. Hangbanger asks, do you think Rachel Nichols has the peanut butter factor?
What does that even mean?
And then the follow-up question from Black Flintstone is, what is a peanut butter factor?
Okay, see, I got this one, too, and I didn't want to go there because I'm not sure what it is.
I feel that that's
you don't
very
know
dirty,
is,
Joe.
Sure
yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is. I'm asking you.
Yeah,
the peanut butter factor, this is a junior theory, so, you know, it's a little out there.
Okay.
But it's that person, no matter how clean they are, how well-groomed they are, somewhere on their person, there is a little speck of peanut butter. It might be, like, just in the crack of their lip, behind the ear, mouth, lip, between the fingers, under a fingernail, somewhere, but just that little something that makes them just a little off.
So just a little dab of peanut butter would make someone...
Fernando has a very high peanut butter factor.
Like a high likelihood of having...
Okay.
Are you understanding it a little
now? That you say...
Now you're seeing it?
Even more insane now.
And I'm going to say no on Rachel Nichols, but I'm kind of getting a picture now since you said Fernando.
Fernando is the high bar.
And I agree with that.
According to Junior.
Okay. All right.
Well, we're on the topic of food. Can I ask one?
Sure.
It was addressed to me, and maybe you see these too. I don't know how the Twitter works. By the book 81, which competitive eating record would you most likely try? 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Not a chance.
11 pints of ice cream in 6 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Or 287 chicken wings in 10 minutes. Boy, those last two seem really unattainable, don't they?
They're all unattainable. Yeah. It's just a matter of which one would you be willing to try?
I would be willing to try the chicken wings because I'd get, you know, 20 deep and probably would stop.
Sure.
Oh, the headache from the ice cream would just be
unbearable. Yeah, that's the last one. There's not a chance. I would 6 pints in how many minutes?
11 pints in 6 minutes.
Good.
I'd probably go for the hot dogs.
You would.
What does that mean?
He likes hot dogs.
Oh.
Here's a generic sports question, so it's right up my alley from Andrew. I think we already used one of his questions. What local team do you see winning a championship first, Donnie?
Mavericks.
I would go... To me, it comes down... It's funny, because at first I thought, well, maybe Stars, because they were in the final, you know, year before last, and... maybe they're the closest. Then I thought maybe Cowboys, because I do think they're going to have a great year, but it's just, you know, it's been so long. Ultimately, I came to Mavericks as well.
We just know it's not the Rangers.
They have the best player in the market.
Sure,
you know,
sure. I mean, hockey is probably the most wild ass as far as a team out of nowhere making a run. But I do feel that when you look at Atlanta and then you look at Miami and what they did and the spots that they were to make runs to the conference championships, that the Mavericks could do the same thing. So there you go.
I'll follow it up with another generic sports question. Who is or was your favorite sports personality to interview?
Sports personality?
I'd just say athlete most.
Oh.
Probably the biggest thrill for me was early in my career. I had a job in Wisconsin, and I was a huge Packer fan growing up. And Bart Starr came through the little town where I was working and did an appearance. And so being able to sit down with the great Bart Starr. And then many years later, when I was here, I played, name dropper, in Troy Aikman's golf tournament back when he was still playing. And whatever, the door prize that I received was a signed football signed by Troy Aikman and Bart Starr. So I thought that was really cool.
That is cool.
That is cool.
Probably Tyson. We had Tyson with Bad Radio, and it was in person.
Oh, wow.
What was that like?
Was it, like, nerve-wracking? Like, you're afraid you don't want to make you mad?
No, not really. I was just... Like, it was Tyson, the baddest man on the planet right. for a long time. So even in the state he was in at that particular time, just to have an interview with him was very, very cool. I think the most nervous I've been speaking to an athlete, I think I told you this, Deucey, was Delonte West. And that was because of the factor of you just never knew what you were going to get
mm-hmm.
when you spoke to him. And try not to ask him a question that may, you know, upset anyone. I don't want to do that to begin with, but.
My most nerve-wracking was probably the first time with Bobby Knight, back when he was still coaching Indiana and I was working in Iowa. And I'm just, we're covering some generic shoot-around the morning of the game. And I was there with a photographer, and the other station just had a photographer there. And I'll never forget, I asked Knight a couple of questions and started to ask a third, and he looks right into the other camera. And this poor camera guy is there by himself holding the microphone, and Knight looks at right in the camera and says, "If you're not going to use that microphone, why don't you blanket up your blank?"
Are you serious?
And just with a deadpan look on his face, and then kind of starts laughing. That was his idea of a joke. And we're just sitting there, you know, quivering, quaking. Who knew that years later, Corby would have his moment with the general here on the little ticket.
That's awesome. All right. Texas America asks, how do I get my hair as wonderful as Mike Ducey's?
Yeah, where
so
do you
I guess
buy
what
that?
He wants to know is, where do you buy your toupees?
First of all, it is not as wonderful as it used to be. It's really gone downhill. I mean, let's be honest. You guys don't want to come out and say it.
What are you doing?
I've let myself go a lot. Why do you have
your phone in front of you? Are you looking at yourself?
During the pandy. But the hair.
Is he taking a selfie? Or
I'm just looking to verify what I'm saying. The grayness is just, it's kind of disappointing me. It's kind of letting me down right now.
So you should move to a different toupee supplier then.
Maybe. No.
You just look like a 24-year-old Instagram model right at that very moment, looking at yourself in your phone.
Conditioner. If I could give you one word, caller, it would be conditioner. That would be, you know, hydrate it. Don't over dry it. We tend to wash our hair way too much. It dries it out. So condition, take care of it. Treat it like a good friend. Treat it like the valuable friend that it is. As I say to my two bald compadres here. You guys both shave your heads, don't you?
I let it grow out during the pandy, but then a couple weeks ago, I shaved it all back off.
How often do you shave your head?
Twice a week, maybe?
Yeah?
Twice a week, once a week?
Yeah, every 2 or 3 days for me.
Looks good.
Kind of just depends on how much time I have and how lazy I want to be.
For a white guy shaving it, Joe, yours looks pretty good. It really does.
Yeah, the first time I was really worried because you never know what's under there and didn't know if I had any weird deformities or bumps or whatever, but I lost a bet to my son and had to shave my head, and I've only let it grow out once since then.
It's always a hint of green when you first shave it. I guess because it doesn't get any sunlight underneath because of all the hair. And when I first shaved it, my head was a green tint. I did it in 1998 and actually got my head shaved on television. It was one of the wacky morning television shows that wanted to do a story about the barbershop that I attended. And the guy doing the reporting is the one who just started shaving my head.
Was it agreed Beforehand, he was going to shave it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's had the clippers, and he's talking, and he's interviewing the guys, and he's just, just going all around the place. And then they showed the aftermath, and then afterwards, Leon Simon, rest in peace, is the one who actually shaved my head for the very first time. And I've been doing it ever since 1998.
The late, great Max Morgan from our station did the same.
I remember
We did a New Year's Eve special out at a bar or restaurant, and he ended 1 year with the hairpiece that he wore for all those years, and then shaved it during the break and came back clean shaven and looked like $1 million.
God, I just found Max, it's more convenient. It's easier to not have hair, so that's why I shaved it all back off. I let it grow for over a year, and I'm just like, yeah, the hell with this.
Now,
I'm getting rid of it.
Don't get me wrong. I wish I had it. I want the bother. I want the fuss.
Uh-huh.
If I had my choice, give me as much hair as I could possibly take on this dome. But now that I don't and it grows out and I look like George Jefferson, then we're just going to keep it just the way it is.
Your look is good the way it is, Donnie.
I've heard you talk with Bad Radio about it. I think I probably would feel the same way. If I couldn't grow hair, I would probably want to grow hair. But I have hair. I just choose to shave it all off.
No, I want it. Bring it.
I've got a question here, guys, from an interested listener for Donnie and me. Mm-hmm. For $1 million... would we sleep in the same bed together once a week?
Oh, absolutely.
The rest of our lives?
Sure. Let's make the bed in a neutral place where we just have to slumber for the evening.
Every Tuesday night, you're staying in that bed.
Yeah, that's fine.
A single bed. Both naked.
Okay, see, now you saw all that. That's Joe, not even in Joe's, there.
No, he didn't read the whole
too
tweet.
Much about
if it's a queen size, a king size bed, absolutely.
Oh, I don't know.
And we wouldn't even have to go, what do you call that? When one sleeps with
head
the head.
To tail
yeah,
deal.
Right, right. We wouldn't even have to do that. It's fine.
Who would be the small spoon?
I don't care.
Oh.
We just take $1 million and laugh about it as we're eating caviar in bed. I don't care.
Speaking of money, for $10 million,
it would be, damn
for $10 million, would you be okay knowing that a small amount of your own urine was cooked into your food?
Okay, I heard that this morning.
You can't taste it.
I heard that this morning, and I'm going to say, yeah, okay. You can't taste it. That's fine.
It's not harmful.
Are you just going to turn it away as you're starving?
Gross. It's just not harmful.
Who's to say I don't do that for free anyway half the time? I mean, I'm so forgetful. You just never know what might be happening.
Mike, Sweaty Elvis 1 wants to know, who most assisted you in your recent rise to major market mediocrity?
Let me say that I kind of resent the condescension inherent in that question. The fact that it's mediocrity. I'm not even sure I've reached that level at this point. Who most assisted me? I would say all the little people along the way, and I really can't single any of them out. It would be unfair.
Can't remember any of their names?
It would be unfair to any of them. I think probably DJ Ringenberg, who we're going to get on the show for soon.
One of these days. Just hang on, buddy. We're going to get you.
Down the road.
All right, this one is just for Donnie. If you were mega wealthy and could send Norm, Julie, Mike, and Jer on separate vacations as a treat, where would you send each of them? It can't be somewhere they've already been.
Mm. And I'd have to choose?
Yeah, you choose where they go for a vacation.
I don't think they've been to Turks and Caicos. I would highly recommend that. That was really fun, and I think they'd
enjoy
it.
I've never been there.
Yeah. I think when we spoke of that vacation, that no one has traveled there. So to make it easy, I'll send them to Turks.
Hey, if you're paying, I'll go to Turkey.
Yeah.
If you're paying, I'll pretty much go wherever you want to send me.
Well, I probably would have some restrictions about where I want to go, even if you're paying. There are some places I'm just not going. I don't care if it's free or not. But, yeah, I'd send them. I would want them to go where they wanted to go, because that's how nice and considerate I am, and wealthy. Maybe I'll send them to Carrollton, to Deucey's house. You Airbnb your house out, right?
Yeah, definitely. Just the navigating the moat is a little difficult for some people.
Right,
the
that's
code,
that's
people
extra.
People get confused.
So you have to have the set of instructions
exactly.
So they can see the drawbridge go down so they can get to the castle.
Need the magic words.
Yes. All right. Thank you, P1s. Thank you, Joe. Let's get with the Hang Zone and let